All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
God is mightily moving by his Spirit.
Yes, he is.
I'm going to start with prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that you'll bless us to minister your word according to what's in your heart. You're always preparing us for what's ahead. Bless us to go forward, that we may do everything that that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Let's see, we've been around John 15, verse 15. We made it that far last week. This is what Jesus taught his disciples on the way to Gethsemane. And Judas was not there, so Satan was not there because he was so bent on getting Jesus to, trying to undo what Jesus had done, was going to do. He was unsure about how to stop Christ. And he was always looking for the seed of woman. This is what Jesus taught his disciples to prepare them for the future.
Amen.
And they didn't always know. They thought that the kingdom was going to start right then. They were unclear about the kingdom of God and when it would start and how it would work.
Mm-hmm.
But these are the foundational things that will help us to fulfill the mission of God and occupy it until he comes.
Yes.
And I'm going to start at verse 12. He said, "This is my commandment."
Mm-hmm.
Now, they were used to the law. Mm-hmm. But he said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." When I asked the Lord to teach me how to love, that's what I learned, things that I needed wherever I needed it in life.
Amen.
On the radio recently, I said that when I first started my business, I was not a good businessman. I was a good mechanic. But because I endeavored to do the Sermon on the Mount and do the things Jesus taught, it worked in my life to the point that I became a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you love people, no matter what, you'll end up doing the right thing.
Amen.
If I worked on a car and it was my fault, something broke, I'd fix it, I'd make it right. If I fix something and it didn't turn out good, I come right back and get it right. These kind of practices cause you to be a good businessman. And,
Amen.
This works in every part of life. This love, the love of God, is the fulfillment of the law.
Mm-hmm.
The law is for the lawless.
Amen.
But love fulfills it. And it's an instructor because it's life. And he had given them an example of love, so they knew what he was talking about. Verse 13, he said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." This was another concept because Jesus always went to heal the sick. They had a reference for it. And they were still unclear that he was going to die for them. And then when he died for them, and the Holy Spirit came, the scriptures opened up to them, and they saw the importance of it. When they went about preaching, most of the time when they would preach, people that didn't even know about God would get saved because it was so easy to understand. It was so easy to receive because the love of God is so needed. And people, there were people out there hungry for it. Jesus said the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. So when the Lord sends true laborers out there that will labor with people, you'll still find that the harvest is great. It's plentiful. They're ready to pick. He said, "Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." If you endeavor to do the things that God commanded. Last week we talked about how it's a challenge. The world will challenge you in every way possible. But if you love people where they are, a revelation will come that God loves you where you are. And he's working with you, and you extend his loving arm to them so that they can live. And sometimes the most hard-headed people become some of the best Christians, because if they can get that example of love, the true love of God, a true representation of who God is, they want it. Now, the proud people don't. They're going to they're going to run from it. They're going to hide. You know, darkness always hides when the light comes. It's just a matter of time. It always happens. Verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. And this is something, a reference in Amos. Book of Amos chapter 3 verse 7. He
Amen.
Said,
That's it.
Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealed it. But he revealeth his servant his secret unto his servants the prophets. The Lord wants us to know what he's going to do.
Amen.
Even the mysterious things were revealed by the prophets, and sometimes the prophets didn't understand. And Amos called them the servants, the prophets. It wasn't revealed yet. Jesus calls us friends. It is revealed now. Everything is revealed concerning Christ.
How is it revealed to us? To who?
By
the Holy Spirit.
From the Holy Spirit to our spirit, it
Amen.
Is revealed.
He's revealing. He said, I'm revealing everything.
Mm-hmm. And he wrote, in Daniel's day, the revelation that Daniel did receive, and some of it he understood, he had to seal it. And it's sealed until it's time for it to be revealed.
Amen. And it wasn't for his day. Amen.
And the Holy Spirit will definitely reveal it to you. And he will, so don't be surprised when the Lord opens the scriptures to you. And you may read commentaries and they'll say, we don't know why this is the way it is.
Get with the Spirit.
But the Holy Spirit will point it out.
He's your teacher. Amen.
I got a commentary. They didn't know where Job came from. But the Lord had told me Job was a Jew living in East Palestine. And one day I was reading Genesis and I found his name. He's the third son of Issachar. But in Chronicles, it's spelled different. And Charles Capp said that you can spell Jewish names many different ways.
You can.
And there's no letter J in the Hebrew language. So Job is his interpreted name. But that's the third son of Issachar. So when the Lord will point things out to you that scholars haven't found.
Amen.
Because when Jesus said that henceforth have I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. Mm-hmm. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. And the Lord he'll do things in a structured way. Mm-hmm. If you can trust him, mm-hmm. you can do the necessary actions. Mm-hmm. Most of the time when I do something God say, it's because I trust him. I don't know the end result. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know the fullness of what's going to happen. But as I trust him, he reveals it.
Thank
he always reveals it.
Amen.
And then I used to be concerned about following God blind, getting off track, deviating, getting on a tangent. Uh-huh. And when he give me something hard to receive, he always confirm it through others. I don't tell them. I just listen. I got those antennas
you
up. And the Holy Spirit, see, it's one word. Uh-huh. It's just one word. It's one Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. That's why we'll minister in here. He'll say something necessary, and then others will pick it up. Pastor McCann.
You know who the Holy Spirit is really trying to reveal to us? Do y'all know who he's really trying to reveal to us? Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's who he's really trying to reveal mm-hmm. to us, Jesus.
Yeah.
He's trying to unveil him to us
mm-hmm.
so we can see him just as he is.
Yeah.
We can. That's what he wants to do
mm-hmm.
in each and every one of our life.
Mm-hmm.
He moving back and want to show us Jesus. And when we ask him, Holy Spirit, show me Jesus. Just ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Show me Jesus. Day by day, he'll show
day
you.
Day by day.
Mm-hmm.
And the things that I learn in the prayer room and in his presence, I try to reveal it mm-hmm. out in life because it's necessary. Through when I endeavor to love his people, I say, Lord, I want to love like you love.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I might mess up. I'm limited, but you're not. So I know people need the Lord. So I was highly motivated to love his people. And that's when he started dialoguing and revealing more to me. And as I act on it, he give me more. It's like Pastor said, if you receive revelation, sow revelation, and you'll get more revelation. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people will take it wrong. Sometimes people will think, well, you're just trying to be smarter than me. It's about love. With God, everything is about love.
Amen.
And I know how Satan is, and he's trying to destroy everybody's life. And the people that would harm you or be contrary to you, they need the love of God too.
Amen, amen.
And Satan is the real enemy. So what I like about it is the Lord will give you wisdom to deal with people.
Amen.
You can subdue their, whatever that, you can turn Satan off. You can just turn him off like you turn a fire off a stove. You can present them with revelation. It may win their soul. And if they're very contrary, the Lord will show you how to love them and yet operate in a way that they can't do you any harm.
Amen.
And over time, you win them, and mm-hmm. Satan loses. I've seen this happen so many times, and it takes consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, persistence.
Through the love of God, I learned to control all the emotions that the enemy's trying to stir up. He'll try to stir your emotions against you. If you don't learn to master the emotions, he'll always distract you and short circuit your progress. Mm-hmm. In Proverbs it said, "Better is he that rules his spirit than he that takes a city." A man can persuade everybody and take a city for himself and not be able to rule his spirit. And James Robinson asked the Lord, he said, "Lord, what's the worst thing that can happen to a man?" He said, "To succeed publicly and fail inwardly." You know, that is one of the worst things that, you know, you're set up because your influence is dead, and we bear fruit after our kind. If our influence is dead, we kill with our influence. Then you got to turn around and reap what you sow. So if you operate in the love of God, you're sowing everywhere good seeds, revelation, love, kindness, and you're going to reap it. And you have to. Even the Lord can't rescue us from sowing and reaping, the effects of it. But as the faster we operate like him, the more we're going to prosper throughout our lives. In verse 16, he said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." When you operate in the love of God, you change. And then the fruit that you bear will change because you changed here. We bear fruit after our kind. If our type and kind change, the way we bear fruit, our influence changes, so the way we bear fruit will change. And I told we had a mayor one time at the city, and I told the guys, that's when the Lord had me studying Kings years and years ago. And I read Samuel to Chronicles. I listened to it every day as far as I could get, and I'd finish and get all the way to Chronicles, start over. And I made a statement that I learned from it by the Holy Spirit. I never thought about it this way before. I said, when a man gets in office in charge of anything, it could be a church, it can be a business, a city, a country, a social club, anybody in charge, if they're in charge long enough, the whole, everything he's in charge of will take on his personality. And they all looked, and I was surprised because that was a Holy Ghost statement. That's his key persuasion. For instance, if it's negative, if he's a thief, all the thieves are going to be activated. Mm-hmm. He's going to activate the thieves, mm-hmm. and he's going to surround himself with thieves. It always happens. If he's honest, he's going to surround himself with honest people. He's going to promote the most honest. The whole thing will take on his personality if he's in charge long enough. But the day he starts is the day it begins. And the only people that will, if it's negative, the only people that will be outstanding are the people who truly follow Jesus Christ. Because they are the standard. And they're the light in the darkness. Mm-hmm. So when that person comes in, darkness is arrested. Nobody wants to talk against him because they know his character. They know your character. And that's the way it, that's just the way it is.
Amen.
All right. We'll pick up with 17 next week. When you get in, you have to watch that clock when you get geared up. God is good.
God is good.
1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And the Lord wants our fellowship. He said, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. The Lord uses the principles and laws of sowing and reaping in everything he does. Mm-hmm. After the same manner also, he took the cup. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. I love the love of God. He sold life. The Lord sold Jesus. Jesus laid down his life.
That's good.
And he reaped Jesus in every willing soul.
Amen. That's good.
You know, the love of God and communion is the strength of our life. Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom, your instruction,
yes, Lord.
Your honor, your patience, your mercy, and your grace, and all this in your heart. Bless us to do it and do it well.
Yes,
in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. That's good, brother.
Amen.